What's up? What's up, everybody? And thank you so much for tuning into 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine. Supposed to be on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com, but we're having technical difficulties, so you guys can stream on FiestaHits.com. If not, you can go on our IG at 305 Radio. I'm your girl, Dre Mob, and you can find me on the gram at 305_Brownie or at Dre Mob Productions. Shout out to William of Live Same Media Group. Will. You can find him at LMG_Willie. And that's Willie with a Y at the end.
Yes. Big boy Will. Damn, Will, where the hell are you, bro? I'm just saying, you need to start showing up, man. Damn it. But either way, my name is George, 305 Magazine. Welcome to 305 Radio. And today, our special guest is Miami MC. He's been in the battle scene, started off in battle scene, in the battle rap scene.
Yeah.
And then now, he's dropping his own so full-length album. That's what you're dropping now?
He's dropping? No, he dropped.
It's my second full-length. Last one was like 2013. But yeah, man, been here for a minute. Sir Charles.
Sir Charles 1K.
Yo. Still go by 1,000.
1,000.
But yeah, it's...
Y'all know him from the battle scene. He used to go by 1,000. 1,000 thoughts. 1,000 and just...
God, that was the original. 1,000 thoughts. Yeah.
See? That's saying, man. I've known this kid for the longest.
That's crazy. That name haunts me.
I'm telling you.
It's just like, oh, you're 1,000 thoughts, right? It's like, yeah, it's just 1,000, Sir Charles.
Yeah, man, but like, for those that don't know, man, like, so we used to do MC battles, right, in Miami, and I did it with my homie 7-Star. And, yo, and we're doing this hip-hop battle, and, yo, 1,000 came out of nowhere. It was legit. Got his feet dirty. Got his hands wet. Started, you know, got on stage and did his thing, man. You know,
I think I was like 21 or something. But that was like ages me ago. Going into like the, you know what I'm saying? Like there was already a scene there, and I was like, all right, let me try to prove myself over here. And I kept going back to these battles. Yeah. And I was telling you before, like the one that I remember was when I battled H, and then the next battle was Recognized, and that was the one and only time I battled Recognized. And
he, like, I didn't last too long.
I feel like everyone in Miami, like everyone in Miami, had to go through him in order to get your, like, yeah. Even if you won or lost, it's like at
rematch,
the time, like
rematch.
No. Yo, so were you trying to battle Recognized?
Next on 305 Radio.
Next on 305 Radio, the exclusive announcement.
No, Rec for me was more of like a watching him just evolve and do like the MTV shit and everything was, that was inspiring for me, man. Because you saw him get out of Miami, and I was just starting, and like even for like on a more personal level, like my family, like I would try to tell them, like, you know, I'm going. They didn't really understand. They don't know hip hop, you know. So they look at it differently. And when I was able to show them Recognized on TV, it was like, you know, like they started to like understand a little bit more what I was trying to do back then.
I feel you, man. You definitely need to see it. That's not something that you can just talk about.
I mean, my family's, you know, like I'm Ecuadorian, Argentinian. You know, my parents didn't, they weren't raised here, so it's different for them. They're not familiar with what I do. So it's, you know, it was hard even to this day, man. They still don't understand. But
it's a tough thing, man. How do you explain hip hop to someone, like, without,
especially someone like them? You know, I'm sure a lot of people they see me and it's just like, oh, like he's some white kid. It's just, I'm not white for one thing, but a lot of people they see it like that, and that's the way, you know, like.
Listen,
just
on
sir. on a more like you know, my parents just, I guess, out of being like ignorant towards hip hop and not really knowing, they just chalk it up as like, oh, this is what black people do, and it's just like, nah, man, this is like our culture. This is what we do, man. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Regardless of race or anything, man, like this is what I grew up into, you know, this is what I know.
I think we all did, right?
Yeah, shit, man. We went through the trials and tribulations, and hip hop, like, at least for me, it's kind of saved my life in a way, you know.
Yeah, same. It really did, man. And in the album, I have a song called Trapped where I'm just comparing, like how hip hop kind of spoke to me and made me want to better myself, like how religion does to a lot of people, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I mean, we can't make hip hop a religion, but it's like
the gospel. Yes, we can.
But it does.
Yes, we can.
I mean, you can. You know what I'm
it
saying?
Is.
Like Mormons existed, like not only like 100 years ago or less than that, and started. You know, it's possible. But I'm saying, like, the point is that, like, it made me do like what other religions do to people, like want to better yourself and just morals, and, you know, it taught me a lot in like just life experiences, you know.
Man, sure. This conversation could have gone way down the rabbit hole real quick. As soon as he said, well, it's only been around for like 100 years. Like, I already heard the Twilight Zone coming in. I was like, oh, we're going to go in. We're about to start going in on religion. No, but I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah.
No, but at the end of the day, man, religion, no, I think it's really dope to see that. Man, you've come a long way. You've been making music for a long time. And I know you're also part of a bigger crew.
What they do is it's a collective of four MCs out of Miami. It's me, Orion, Spaz, and Infinite Sweet Jesus. Mm-hmm. We all kind of like linked to make a project. It wasn't really, it was on some like Black Star tip where we didn't really plan. It was just a project. We still don't know to this day like if we're gonna keep on going with it. Mm-hmm. But it was just intended
keep going with it.
Yeah. We definitely want to, man. It's just, you know, a lot of stuff comes in a factor when you're with a group, you know. But yeah, so it's, you know, what they do is a crew. And as of right now, we're promoting the album. It's called Substance Abuse. You know, we got it online on all platforms. We have actual cassettes.
Which is one of the dopest albums I've ever heard in hip hop.
Drea.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, everyone really came through on that.
Say that about anyone.
I co-sign.
Have you heard it?
Nah, not yet. So I'm not gonna say yeah, bro. No.
I got to be here. I mean, it's on.
Nah, at this point, I definitely will. Trust me, she's not gonna stop until I do.
I don't. Are you familiar with the other MCs on it?
A Spaz.
All right. That's about it. Because Orion, I mean, they've all been. Even Inf is an OG, man. Like, he was there. He was battling
Infamous.
Infinite.
No. Okay, no.
So I think. There was a battle with him and Jin when, like, I forgot who was throwing it, man, but he goes way back like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the first Infinity that comes to mind, the dude that battled Jin.
So it has to be the one. I mean, this is like 99, probably.
Morenito?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
He's Cuban Haitian.
Oh, wait a minute. I can go Spanish. Yeah, Fiesta hits.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to What They Do, man.
What They Do. Yo, let me tell you. So Dre hits me up. She goes, yo, the album. She's like, yo. You going to tonight? Where? Yo, What They Do. I thought she was just telling me What They Do. I was like, yo, I don't get it, B. All right, peace.
Yo, you know what the funniest thing about, like, when I came up with the name, and before anything, it was supposed to be like a, I was going to make it like a clothing line, like, before any of this was thought of. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, fast forward to, like, us making the first few songs, and we came, like, I told Orion, like, yo, let's go with What They Do. And then we tell Spaz. And Spaz is just like, oh, man, like, because What They Do, that's like some Miami shit, but like, there's certain parts of Miami that talk like that. And he was just like, yo, it just reminds me of like, of when I went to high school and all these like chonga ass girls would be like, hey, What They Do? And
yes, exactly. Yeah.
But you know, that's Miami though. You know, that's the whole reason we named it that.
I think it's a great name.
I love it. I co-sign. Man, Fiesta hits on blast today, bro. The Spanish is happening.
So, two album releases within a very short period of time. Substance Abuse for What They Do and Chronicles of the Third Born. Tell me about why you named it that.
My album? And what it Chronicles means. Of the Third Born. So, if you went through the whole album, there's the last song. It's called Keep Living. And the song is... when I wrote it, I was trying to come up with a song, like a dedication to my brother, because he basically introduced me to hip-hop when I was a kid.
Nice.
Just by listening to N.W.A. and Eazy-E and, you know, around that time.
Fuck yeah.
I even say it in the song, like, he had the Mustang, the 5.0, like, that was the hot car back then.
Yes, bro.
And I was, like, in elementary school, he had, like, a big bazooka speaker in his shit, and, like, he used to come through and pick me up.
That's what's
and
up.
And these little kids used to, like, look at me like... You know, you hear Eazy-E.
You don't understand what that little bazooka does, bro. Oh,
you have no idea, man. And, like, so ever since then, like, I've just, you know, I've been into hip-hop. I never turned back. And, you know, I owe that to my brother. So when I first started writing the song, I wrote the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of got this idea. And I can't take full credit for it because I listen to Atmosphere a lot. Or I used to. Like, I was a huge Atmosphere fan, a huge Slug fan. And he has a song where he has, like, each verse where it's about, like, the first verse is dedicated to his dad. The second one is him talking to himself, and mm-hmm. then the third one is to his son. So I just kind of came with ideas, like, you know, let me make this song like a tribute to like all three of us, like all the siblings, me, my brother, and my sister. And at the time that I wrote it, it was just like a hard time. Like, my grandmother had just passed away, and I was trying to come up with a song about my grandmother, but it was still too fresh. Like, the wounds were like still open. So I started writing, and I just felt bad, you know? So I was like, I want to write something more positive. And that's how the last song came about. And it's just one of those songs that I wrote within like 20, 30 minutes. Like, it just happened, you know? And I came up with the title then, like, and that was that first song I recorded in 2014. So there's a lot of those songs have aged, you know. They're some of them are pretty old, but that's where the name came from.
You know, when shout I out to up, the fam, man.
that was the whole thing why like Sir Charles came from that too, because I wanted to make it a more personal like mm-hmm. approach to the album. So Sir Charles, it was just more like, that's me, that's my real name, you know, instead of using mm-hmm. Thousand. So, you know, Chronicles of the Third Born is just, I wanted to make it more like, a little bit more personal about me and just different stories and family issues.
Well, it's a collection of stories, that personal items that you've collected throughout the years.
What I ended up doing is like the last few songs I recorded, I like balanced it out with like bars. And just, you know, like for the hip hop heads that they might not want to hear too much personal stuff. So it has a good balance, in my opinion. And it wasn't like that originally. I had a lot of like shit that was like really personal. And some of it was like too deep. Like as time passed, it was hard to listen to it. So
yeah.
I scratched. And it was a lot of songs. It was like 20 something songs. So I had to make it short.
How many songs you got on here? 14.
Yeah, so okay. I was able to trim it down to 14, but it was like 21, 22 songs. So
you calling anyone out on there? Sparking that battle, the battle, you know, essence in
not
there?
Not really. There's like, not really, man. I mean, in general.
Subliminal messages.
In general, like I'm saying certain things were just like, but not really calling anyone out, man. I do say this one thing where I say like in the introduction with what they do, I say I lost the fight, I won the war, this is how I live it up. Because there was a, like, I actually got into, like, a scrap over some battle shit.
Yeah, bro. What, is anyone surprised?
Yo, but it's, like, that's, around that time is when I started, like, the battle shit. Like, I used to love it, man. And the same people that got me into it, that I came up in it with, is the same reason that I can't stand the shit no more, you know? So I had to get away from it because it was, like, it's too much negative coming from it. Well, and
it's turned into a personal thing, man.
Yeah, because now it's not how it was before. Like, now it's like, you know, you're sitting there plotting, like, your opponent's death for, like, two months and shit. And it's like, and it's cool. Like, I'm all for the competition. I love the competition. But, you know, when it becomes, like, your own friends doing shiesty ass shit behind, like, it's just, it was too negative for me,
people,
man.
People take it too personally, huh?
I mean, have you seen these battles? Some dude pulled, like, I'm not even gonna start saying names, but you're gonna know this off bat. Homie in the battle starts pulling out pictures of his dad's mugshots. And the whole nine throughout, I would have murdered you.
That shit, I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Shit like that, it was like, like, when I battle someone, like, I'm battling you, and I'm gonna, like...
Yo, but that's, like, you taking some shots.
Yeah, dude. You do it, like, he did that because he knew that that dude is not gonna do shit to him.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... No. Which is another, like, that's whack to me.
Let me tell you. For me, look, I love it all. I just think it's super extreme. It's, like, the extreme sport of hip-hop.
You gotta expect repercussions when people that's do what I'm saying. Like,
if
that,
you
man.
Give people time to plot... Brother, they're gonna be plotting and planning and dishing up a recipe.
But it just, like, to me, it just shows what kind of a human you are. Because, like, if you have beef with someone like that, like, you're still battling. Like, just
keep it professional.
I would never, like,
keep it professional. Getting professional.
But, you know, that's the argument in battle rap nowadays. It's like, oh, anything is, you know, anything you can do.
Yeah, but you know what? How about this? I'm ready to call everyone out. How about battle over beats? Off the top, you have no idea what you're gonna start rhyming with.
I miss that shit, man.
Be so ill. Like, you just got, you're like, all right, you ready for this? All right, so everything you wrote down, throw it down the drain, because you have to do it over beats off the top. If you
know how many people would just back out, and they'd like, a lot of these battle rappers, they're strictly battle rappers. Like, you can't, you give them a beat, they wouldn't know what to do with it.
I mean, yeah.
Do you freestyle, Thousand?
Why?
Well, so, yeah, I don't know. So you've heard, I don't know if not a lot of people that come on the show like hear a lot of the show at first, but we do this all the time, B. So you got to drop something.
On a beat or
on a acapella. Stick anything. I mean, this isn't beatbox, that battle thing. I'm not gonna beatbox. No. My beatbox. Listen.
Let's see.
You've already had a bad day. You don't need me to beatbox.
Let me think, man.
All right, man. Come on.
I'll like rehearse a verse. I don't like freestyling like on acapella shit, man. Freestyling with acapella, I never.
I can put on some like salsa or reggaeton.
No, I got a shot. You know what? We keep joking around, but shout out to Fiesta Hits. We're using
Thank
the studio.
You.
Yeah, we're gonna poke fun anywhere we go, bro. No, but we do like you don't got to, man, but it'd be great.
I just like rhyming on beats.
Yo, I appreciate that. Unfortunately, we don't have any
next
beats.
Next time. So before we continue, where can we find you? Where can we find your music? How can we follow you?
So album is everywhere on, you know, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Instagram. It's Sir_Charles1K. I'm sticking to that now.
I know last year. 1K, the 1,000 in there.
Yo, I got like, I don't know what happened to my original one, but I had to get a new Instagram. So like, Instagram be weird sometimes, man. Like they, well, I'm not even going to get into it. But so that's what
Social
it is now.
Media
like,
beef is not existent, bro. Let's not talk about like your beef against Instagram.
I just don't be understanding what they do sometimes. But yeah, so Sir_Charles1K. Where else? Yeah, you could just, stream my music, you know, on all platforms. All
right.
You know, I still got physical copies for the old heads or for people that still, you know, buy CDs or tapes.
Yo, is that you don't see CDs cassettes anymore.
Can you flash that for the camera?
Where's the camera? What up, camera?
There it is.
Oh, my God. So, shout out to Fiesta Hits Online.
We're coming in and out of signal, but I hope you guys are catching us on any stream we may be on.
In case you are getting us, bienvenidos a 305 Radio.
Fiesta Hits.
Fiesta.
Tell me about this album release party that you had on Friday at Esquina de Abuela, which was
yeah, shout
very,
out to
very
Esquina
special.
De Abuela.
Yeah, Esquina de Abuela. That place is on some like
on some other issue.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. It's like the dungeon, bro. Like. It's a cool spot, man, but I think it might have affected our outcome because either for me personally, man, like I have a lot of friends that they're not into this hip hop shit and like just friends I grew up with that would go out to shows if it was in a difference. But this is like in the middle of the hood, man. Like, you know, imagine like tell like all my we're out in Alapata and like some it looks like a trap house. So it was dope though, man. Like it's you know
it was
like,
super dope.
It has like a very Wynwood-ish vibe, bro.
It might even be, man. They got a whole Airbnb coming out of there.
Yo, it's a dope spot, man. But I mean, like the thing about it is the area. Like you said, like that when someone hears that and they're not from that area, they freak out.
Welcome to Miami.
Miami. Yeah. Welcome to Miami.
Alapata.
Alapata.
That's like, yeah, man. But, I mean, it was a good turnout. It wasn't as many people as I wanted to be out there. And it was kind of like I dropped the album and then we booked this venue like a few days later. We had less than 2 weeks to promote it. Mm-hmm. And it was like... You know, like I was the whole time we were promoting this, it was like catching up, you know, and we were just never catching up to whatever else we had to do. Mm-hmm. And, but it was, you know, it was a good turnout. It was, you know, a lot of Miami heads that were out there, dope. A lot of dope MCs. It was dope, man. We're probably gonna plan something else pretty soon. We're not sure what, but I don't know if it's gonna be Esquina de Abuela or what, but, I know Ryan has his album coming out pretty soon. Mm-hmm. He's doing something with One Take.
Okay.
So we'll see, man. We'll see what's in the works in the near future.
That's dope. I mean, what else is this? So are you going to do a group project back with what they do after this? Or what are you going
to
start
We on? Intend to, man. We still got to talk about it, man. There's a lot of other things that come into factor. So within, like, the next couple of weeks, actually, we'll probably decide on whether or not...
I keep looking at Drea like she's going to drop a bomb or something. I'm like, what are you planning here, Drea?
I'm so said anything.
Cause she probably knows.
She knows.
Look at that. She already knows.
You can't keep a secret, Dre.
Exclusive.
Apparently, she. I'm the only one in the room. I have no idea, but it's okay. So continue, my friend. Continue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna put too much stuff out there right now because everything's just kind of up in the air. But I mean, that's what.
What's next for you, though, Charles?
For me, just keep on working on music, man. I already have like some ideas of what I want to do with my next project. I kind of just want to lay low for a minute, man. I've recently invested in just like my own little home studio, and I kind of want to take things into my hands and just be able to like learn everything that right now is just, you know, it's cutting into my time and money. You know, like every time I record, I have to go all the way down south because there's one person I record with, and you know, I grew up. I don't know if you remember Bully Obesity back then.
Obesity.
Yeah, he used to like. So there was.
Shit, I remember a dude named Obesity. Nah, unfortunately.
It's big dude, but I, you
I'm
know,
saying. It's a big dude.
Back then it was a there was a battle that happened at Blade. I don't know if you ever went.
No.
That Blade Barbershop was when they opened up, and the finalist was Parable Jin and my friend Obesity. So back then, like, he introduced me to the whole battling shit, and now he's you know, he engineers, he does producing, he's like multimedia, does like a lot of my music videos too. Mm-hmm. Did the album cover.
Dope.
But I go to him for everything, and you know, it's just he knows exactly how to make my voice sound and how I want like everything to sound. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's the next step for me, is just learning everything on my own and being able to just take everything into my own hands, and we'll see, man. I mean, I like the whole learning process of, you know, I enjoy just like tapping into, you know, production or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And just learning about it, you know.
Especially with production, man, it's good to see that even the cats that used to do things back in the day on some level haven't left the culture. Like, he went from rhyming and whatnot, and he started working in production behind the scenes. That's the kind of thing that they don't realize, that, well, not a lot of people want to acknowledge. Like, we could hate on the city and everyone and the way they support each other, but the fact that a lot of the core people stay in the culture and they start working behind the scenes give people more opportunities, because now you want
to keep it within.
Exactly.
Yourself,
like, you know, you already know if someone's going to drop an album, you're like, hey, man, so you need a mixer. You need someone to mix down your music. I can master it. I've done the classes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have the experience. So one of your boys, you can break them off. You keep the money within your circle.
Exactly. You know, I mean? That's pretty much what I mean. As far as like a lot of the videos I've been doing, mm-hmm. is either through him or another homie of mine, Arthur, Art Marrera, which he's another dude that I met in the scene back then when we were battling like 2003, 2004. And he's doing the same thing, you know. He does all his own music videos, does all like, and that's, I want to have my own, I want to be able to like manifest my own vision. You know, a lot of times, mm-hmm. you try to tell people like, this is what I want for a certain music video or something, and then they don't see it the same way you do, you know.
It's your dream, yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's in the works next. It's going to take a while, man. It's a process, but I think in the meantime, I'm going to be just like learning how to like mix down, do all my own stuff, and in the meantime, just recording.
Dope. Drea is in rare form, my friends. In rare form today. But man, tell me a little bit about production, man, because if you're going to get behind the scenes, so have you done your own production?
No, I'm not going to be making beats. I mean,
I'm saying, like, are you just trying to do mix downs, or
no,
what are you
like,
trying to do?
I mean,
here?
Like, recording my vocals and just, okay. you know, learning. No, I'm not. I mean,
I'm saying, man, you're going to join
you never know,
the ranks of a lot of people in the city.
Somebody might bless me with, like, an NPC one day, and I might just start, like, I know just everything that has to do with music, man. Like, if you put something in front of me, just my curiosity is going to want to, like, mess with it and dabble in it, you know? So,
I agree.
But I can't, you know, I can't do everything. It's like,
yeah, the independent life is tough, bro.
But it's good to have. I mean, I don't see myself rapping forever. You can't be like a 55-year-old rapper, you know. So it's like,
says who?
Hey, no, listen. I'm sorry to tell you, we had Grandmaster Kaz, and you know, I asked Tommy, which, I mean, I hope you when you're at that age, you'll be able to rock this the way he did. straight up asked him, yo, so you want to kick, so you used to rap, right? Yeah, we used to rap. What you mean used to? I was like, you want to kick some bars? Homie took a deep breath.
Laid it out.
Gems. Gems. And yo, he's much older than all of us put together. So, I mean.
He's a pioneer, man.
Hell yes. Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out to Grandmaster Kaz. But yeah, B. That's what I'm saying. So if you want to change your mind about kicking them bars.
I mean, I'm sure.
I'm just saying.
I could do something, man. Let's yeah, think. Yeah, of, let's see. Just let's go. See. Who was that? Smoking mirrors, yo. We chew your raps. Nothing fancy on this hip, but the Ruger strap. Better watch what you're doing, Stack. Know that you's a psycho. This dude ignites your wig like you was Michael. I set flame to your brain like I'm Bigelow. With the heavy metal like the Sandman video. What you figure, though? Charlie got so many golden bars. I could live in Willy Wonka's factory until my soul is gone. You know the God gotta come correct. Dropping jewels on the flow. That's an ocean with a sunken chest. Over your head bars. You don't know what I said, dog. Then cover your ears like the logo for Death Squad. 7:30 on the dot, call me Charles Manson. Get me out these padded walls, I got small chances. Who am I, Mr. Motherfucking Do or Die? It's your funeral, it's time for that suit and tie.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's on the album.
That's on the album. Plugs.
How do you feel about the Miami scene, especially since you've been in the game for such a long time, what you see as far as back then to now?
It's a...
Here we go.
I think it's smart to get out of Miami, man, like just to expand. Like, we have a cool scene out here, man, but it doesn't get the recognition that it deserves. We have a lot of incredible talent here, man, but... For as long as I've been in it, man, like it just, even like for, I remember when they used to do Rock the Bells, man, like from what I understand, they stopped coming here just because
I was really upset at Rock the Bells because, let's start with, I got backstage. And then they damn came back. It was an amazing show. You remember Rock the Bells was super dope. The real reason they stopped is because LL Cool J sued them for using the name of his album.
Oh, shit.
See, so he had the song, Rock the Bells. Wasn't that the name of one of his albums?
Yeah, it was an album or a song?
It's a song. It's a song, but I don't know if it was
used,
a title.
I think, way before him anyways. No?
He trademarked. Yeah. It's his thing. So that show stopped. He was like, hey, that's my phrase. You can't use that. So this whole lawyers got in the mix and put a stop to that shit quick.
So now how do you feel about the Miami scene?
And he won. He recently won the lawsuit.
So they weren't, but they weren't doing Rock the Bells anywhere?
No, they started. They did it in New York, like twice after. And then I stopped following them because, fuck, man. They never came back to Miami.
Yeah, it was dope, though, man. Like,
dope,
the
man.
2 years that I went was incredible,
man.
It was like,
the best experience. Yeah, man. You had really was, Nas, man. De La, everyone else, Bob, B.O.B.
I remember when, when Black Star came out and then...
Yes.
And then they brought Common out because he came out with Finding Forever. And I remember it was just like... Because they were saying, like, yeah, we got a special guest here, and they weren't saying who. Uh-huh. And throughout their whole set, I was just like, yo, I hope it's... Because at that time, like, I was obsessed with that album, the Finding Forever album.
Oh, yeah.
He came out, I was like, yes, Common. He was... Common's another huge influence on me, man. Yeah,
He's an amazing artist. I mean, that show, I ran into Mos Def in the back. I was like, oh, my God, Mos Def! I talked to him, yo, you're a big fan, yada, yada, yada. Yo, can I get a picture with you? Nah, B. What? He was like, nah, I'm not into pictures. All right, bro.
Have a nice day.
You know I'll never see you again, right? I mean, nah, man.
Nah.
I'm good, all right, bro. I respect that piece. God damn it. But yeah, Rock the Bells was always awesome. I mean, it was a great fucking show.
What's on your playlist now?
No, on my playlist?
No. Go back to Miami scene.
Miami scene?
Miami scene is on my playlist.
Actually, is well a lot of Miami cats are on my playlist, man. Like I listen to Serum a lot.
Shout out to Serum.
Serum.
Yo,
let me tell you,
OG, man.
What's that? He's got that on his latest album, yo.
Which is dope.
It's insane.
The artwork is bananas.
Well, I listen to it to piss myself off. This gets me amped up in the morning, man. But the Bombs Over Baghdad track. Bombs Over Baghdad.
On the PCP album?
Yeah, it's the one with the arcade.
I don't know the names of the songs.
It's got the arcade game video.
Yeah.
Yo, Serum, that is insane.
Serum, what I love about Serum, he has his own, like.
Yeah, shout out to Serum.
You got
the shirt on?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is a homie Crave. This is what we're talking about, keeping within. I grew up, like, a fan of Crave, and he's married to a good friend of mine.
Good.
And so since like 2005 or 6, man, like he actually came out to the show. I hadn't seen him in years.
Shout out to Crave.
But Crave is another one, you know, he's doing big things. You can see his art. He has a bunch of murals like all over Miami.
A lot of dope murals out, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to interview him.
Yeah, he's put a lot of work in though, man.
Exactly, that's why. Because he works like an animal. The guy is dope, really dope. Shout out to Crave.
Yeah, real humble dude, man. Real humble.
So yeah, man, you got a lot of Miami cats. You got Serum. Who else do you listen to?
Obviously, what they do, you know. you know, but individually, even like all three of them, you know. Okay. I listen to a lot of Orion shit. I listen to Spaz, Infinite. I've been listening to a lot of Mowgli stuff. Like, you know, Mowgli. Yeah, he's like a. Like maybe one of the better spitters in Miami, man. Like he has a good balance of just like just lyrics and, you know, like the more like street shit that you would want to hear. Just a good balance of.
Okay.
I don't know. You know. Yeah. You remember Dub P back then?
Yeah.
So he was part of Dub P.
Okay. And then I definitely heard him.
He's been on one of the shows you were here when he was on.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He's half wolf. He actually looks like a wolf.
Yeah, he's something else. He's something else.
Yeah. Shout out to the wolf pack.
He's wild, man. He's enough. But there's a lot of Miami stuff. I listen lately. We listen to a lot of Dave East, man.
Dave East.
He's another one for me that's like on some like a good balance of boom bap and kind of like trap beats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but dope shit, you know, like, that's what he's doing right now is kind of like the kind of beats I want to jump on next.
So you're already thinking of your next project?
Yeah, man, I mean, I want to evolve into something else, man. Like, this album, I'm super proud of it,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the songs are pretty old, you know, and I mean, I still love them as much as I did when I first made them, but I feel like creatively I'm somewhere else right now, and, you know, a lot of people, they don't, you know, because... They don't know that this is like half of this album is from like 2016, 2018, 19.
You don't even gotta justify shit with that, man. Because to be honest, we had a guest that he's put out music and he was kind of in the same road you are. And he's one of my favorite quotes of that interview. He said, he goes, yo, great music's timeless.
Yeah, that's what I always say. It was like, when I could notice, like, this, the last song, Keep Living, that's my favorite song on it. And, like, as years went by, like, I hear it, I'm just like, just ages like a fine wine, man. Like, it sounds
that's
great.
How you know
man.
It's good music, bro.
And it's just, there's certain songs that you know, like, when you, like, when you're coming out of your soul with the shit, and, like, you're not putting any thought into it. Even if people, like, those are the type of songs that have the most self-satisfaction for me. So it's like, even if people are just like, yo, I don't like that, it doesn't matter to me, man, because it took a lot for me to, like, even bring that out. And that, to me, is just, that's the reward. Anything else on top of that is, like, the icing on the cake for me.
Of course, man. I agree 100%.
So that's, you know, I like doing a little bit of both, man. I like doing the... I like, but I have to keep the balance just to remind people I can still spit and I'll just
spit. I looked at the cover, I looked at the back, and I was like, maybe he put in code. He's calling someone out. Like if you use this first letter of each title, bitch, I'm calling you out.
Nah, I didn't get that deep into it.
I mean, yeah, I just expected the worst first, bro. That's why I asked, are you calling anyone out, bro? Because since coming back from a battle background, bro. It's just one of those things that I think I love MC battles. I've always loved it. And then with the leagues and whatnot, I've always watched them. Then they got mad disrespectful. Oh, yeah, we spoke about that. Yeah, and that whole thing kind of turned me off to it. But the fact that you could tune into it and just catch really dope MCs putting in some good work and effort into some dope bars. Like, I love that. And knowing that you had that background, like, I look forward to listening to the album.
Even if it is a grudge match where you genuinely don't like the person, as long as they're good sports about it. Like, I always love seeing that. Like, when people have, like, genuine beef with each other, and then afterwards, like, even though they're in each other's faces, they dap each other up, and they're just... That, to me, is, like, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
A lot of people just get in their feelings and just, like... You know, it doesn't get resolved after. It just makes
especially
it worse.
Especially here in Miami, right?
Man.
Yeah, man. I've had that experience, too. I've had grudge matches where, like, it didn't settle anything. It just made it worse, you know?
Yeah, fact.
But it's, you know, that battle's, like, right now, it's, like, I still love it, but I can't. I mean, there's too much of it now. So, no. It's, like, I can't keep up with it, for one thing. And it's just, it's too time-consuming. It's, like, I follow certain battlers now, you know? I don't really follow how I used to.
No, I know, and I that's why I bring it up, man, because that's something that you eventually, like, the busier you get, like everything else in your life starts thinning out. You know what I mean? But that's the thing. That's the thing about music, seeing the evolution of it. And what the point I'm trying to make is that, from my point of view, I feel like I've seen so much progression in your work, seeing from where you come from. Where you came from to where you're at now, you dropping this is second your second project.
Thank you, plus man. You got that's the point. Like, that was I felt like the battle when I was doing it was like I was in it during the time, so I was just going with the emotion of it. But now looking back, is like I felt like it was stunning my growth as an artist, man, because I was so focused on just like they would book a battle and it's just like, for one thing, we're not getting paid. Like, it's your own people throwing this. You see your friends getting bread from just throwing the event, but they don't want to break you off. And it's just, so that's just one of the things that just like turned me sour. Just like, yo, like you're flying out these random known, like, bigger names from other cities like New York just to bring some more attention to the league. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, your own homies are, you know, they're putting their time in and nothing's coming from it. And it got to a point where, like, I was focused so much on it that I wasn't doing anything with my music, and I wasn't able to, like, grow as an artist, man. Like, I was just too focused on battle rap, and the deeper I got into it, the more negative was coming out of it. So eventually I just, like, took a step back and I was just like, yo, let me just leave this. Because even, you know, like, there's a lot of, it's a new generation now, man. It's a much younger kids, and I feel weird just, you know, going up against like a 22-year-old kid. It's just like, what do I, and not on some like cocky shit, but like, what do I have to prove to somebody like that? You know, it's like, I've been doing this for years, and even if he's dope, it's like, all right, but like, do your, like, make your own path, you know?
Come on, little buddy.
You know, and no. If it makes me feel like I'm going back down to that level.
I mean, but the fact that you actually had to step back, look at what you were doing, and realizing, come to the self-realization that it was stunting your growth. That is growth. You know what I'm saying? That's like breaking out of the pot. Like a plant breaking out of the pot. So that's really dope.
And it's
that's like an evolution.
The way things worked out with me, like in battle, it was kind of like a blessing in disguise, man, because I didn't bow out like on some, like, it was beef, you know? It was like, there was beef that I was just like, yo, this is like, it's stupid, man. Like, I'm a grown ass man and I'm dealing with this little kid shit, you know? I wanted to get the fuck out of it.
And Jay's like, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, man, it was very childish, man. And I just felt like, it was just making me, like, lower. It was making me lower my standards as, like, a human, man. It was just, like, I couldn't, you know, I wanted to get out of it. And just, it was hard for me to, like, do anything positive, man, because I was surrounded by, like, just negative energy.
Jesus, man, like, you
and it's
do it. PTSD,
you know,
and,
like, it's just the irony of it, because I used to, back when I met you, and like, yo, I was all about battle rap. That's all I did, man. And even I went through every era, even with like the acapella version of battle rap. Like, I fell in love with it, man. Like, when Grind Time first came out, I used to watch it just like dreaming of being on it. And the first, you know, when I the first few years when I got into it, it was amazing. But, you know, the more you get into it, it just becomes more of a job and less of like a passion. And it becomes like, kind of, you know, like repetitive. If you're not like progressing and you're not, you know, you're not upping your rank, then it's just like, all right, it's like you're walking in quicksand.
Well, you know? and that's the beauty of this, of everything, man. So I'm glad to see that you put out an album. You started straying away from everything, and you're actually looking for growth. You know what I mean? Not only as an artist, but shit, you're trying to do things independently. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of, you mentioned that you like the Dave East beats, and you're thinking of kind of evolving and kind of seeing where your creativity is at now. Can we expect your style to change? Are you trying to evolve in the way that you deliver, or are we always going to have kind of like that classic boom bap?
That's what I grew up on, man. I don't want to like steer away too much from, because I do what I do. This is, you know, like I grew up on a certain style, but I like to rap different ways, man. I like to, like, there's a song on my album called Give Me My Flowers where I'm rapping more like on some double time, like fast spitting, and like, I like rapping on beats like that. It's fun, and surprisingly they're easier for me to write to, because it's just more of a flow. You're not you know, like, you're just kind of flowing your words, so it's easy. You don't have to think too much
about it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like, I enjoy rapping on beats where you have to, like, do a double time kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, I'll mix it up, man, but I'll always stick to my roots.
Y'all don't even know what's up with Dre today, yo. Dre, you're in another cloud today, yo. So, real quick, man. If you have any favorite producers in the city, local producers that you haven't worked with that you're looking forward to?
aside from people I work with, or
someone you have not worked with?
I know there is, man. It's just, I'm drawing a blank right
producers
now.
Producers or even artists that maybe you want to collaborate with in the near future?
Artists, yeah, man. That's another thing that I want to work on too, man. I've always been just like stick to, like, my own thing, but there's a lot of artists that I'd want to work with. Mowgli's one of them, man. I like working with people that really like challenge me, you know, and he's one of them because he's dope, man. So, like, you know, everyone, obviously, what they do again, like, but that's gonna happen regardless. I would think another one of my favorite MCs out here is Omniscient. I think he's really
shout
dope.
Out to
Omniscient's really dope. Yeah, he's
literally
fire,
everywhere,
man.
Right now. he's in Europe.
Yeah, man.
Europe.
He's
right
in
now.
Europe now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to
Shout out to Om and Danielle.
Yeah. Power couple.
There's a lot of cats that stop rhyming that I would want to hear him again, man. I was on Shoddy has a podcast now.
Yeah, I was on there.
And
Human Sushi.
Go check it out, guys.
Super dope, man.
Human Sushi. Yeah, man. He's but you know, when I was growing up.
Yo,
like in the early
rhyming,
2000s,
though.
Huh?
He ain't stopped rhyming though.
But he's not really like putting
still
music down.
I think he has something in the works.
I can't help but this dude ain't talking, like, he's really on some DL shit. Like,
yeah.
Shoddy, if you're listening to this, I don't believe you. So
for real,
I know he's just gonna come out of the woodwork.
I know it's coming, and you better bring an exclusive to 305 Radio.
I mean, yeah, B, come on.
he's have you heard his? He has an album that he goes under Slim Floyd, alias Slim Floyd.
No.
He has these two songs, man, that they're not like, he's not spitting, it's just like on some blues, like just like some dancing type shit, but it's so dope, man. Like, I'll show you them afterwards, but that kind of, like, you could just dance to that shit, bro, and it's something different that he would normally do.
Dope.
You know? what else? Who else? There's a lot, man. I mean, I'm always about building and shit. Those are the ones off the top of my head that I could think of. My homeboy, Bully Banger, he produced song called Trapped on the album. We have some stuff in the works. It's been kind of like laying low about it. He's another one that's like, he needs to get himself out there, man. It's not like because he's a homie of mine, but he's incredibly talented just in everything he does, man. And his beats are just, to me, they're like unmatched, man. So I think I owe it to just both of us. He got me into this, you know. He got me into, like, freestyling when I was in high school, and, like, you know.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's kind of, you know, it's long overdue, man. We definitely need to get on the album. Dope. So, but he's kind of another one that's just kind of like in the background. He don't like coming out like too much, and but he's talented, man.
Well, shit, man. That's really dope. I mean, I think we're running out of time, though.
What time is it?
It's 9 something.
Do you have any further questions?
I mean, I think he's answered everything. He even dropped some bars for us.
Is there Shout any out to advice that maybe you want to give our audience, especially those local artists or aspiring artists that are out there?
Any advice? Just keep doing your thing, man. Just ignore, like, regardless of what happens, like, I feel like everything you do, whether you get the expectation that you expect or not, like, you just have to always keep on moving, man. Like, you never know what comes out of whatever you do, man. So if you have a passion for something, man, just follow it. And, you know, just stay on top of your thing, man. Like, just keep doing your thing. Cop the What They Do album.
There you go. Where could they find your music at, man?
So, The Chronicles of the Third Born, you could find it on all your streaming platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. I have it on SoundCloud, too. We also have physical copies. You can get at me directly. Same thing for the What They Do project, man. You can find it anywhere. You can just Google it, man. Just type What They Do. Chronicles
of the Third Born. Definitely Miami is going to come up.
Can you spell that out for some people, please?
Spell what? What They Do?
Yeah.
So, What They Do. You know what I mean? Yeah. And follow the IG, too, man. It's what, W-H-U-T dot D-E-Y dot D-O.
What They Do.
What They Do. We don't spell nothing right.
Miami life.
Any shout outs you want to give before we go?
Shout out to y'all, man. Thank y'all for bringing me out here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming, man. So What They Do to everybody, man. Everyone in the Miami scene and our local hip hop scene, everyone listening. Shout out to myself for this album, you know.
That's what's up. Yeah, it's dope, man. I'm really, really proud of you.
Thank you, man. No, on some serious tip, man.
I hope to see a lot more.
I'm glad that you're making moves, man. Especially seeing, you know, it's been a long time since I see you, so it's dope.
Thank you,
it's
man.
Really good.
And I reunited you guys. Before we go, I do have to thank everybody for listening all over the world. Where do we have people streaming from, George?
Yo, we have, ironically enough, we have Ecuador. Central America. There's more places in Central America. Costa Rica. Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Panama.
Japan.
Yo, Japan, China. Or if you're in Japan and China, yo, share this shit. Put your friends on this. let me tell you, we have a lot of people in Miami-Dade County. If I check the stats now, I'm gonna kill the live stream. But it's pretty interesting. Seeing the outreach we have here.
So even with the technical difficulties, like, it still reaches out to the same people?
Even with technical difficulties. And since we are broadcasting from Fiesta Hits today and we're kind of going in and out, we will let you guys know where you can stream our podcast. George, let them know where they can find the audio.
Listen here. This is for 305 Radio, wherever you hear all podcasts, any kind of music, any streaming service, Spotify, Google Play, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, wherever you hear us, go ahead and rate it. Put a 5-star. Put a thumbs up. Hit the share button. Hit the share button. If you tell 2 people to tell 2 people,
to tell 2
and they
people.
Tell 2 people, let me tell you how many people will have heard our podcast. Many, many people.
So, and you guys can follow us at everywhere. 305 Radio on the gram. Make sure you guys also check out at 305 Magazine on the gram.
Both of them are pretty dope. And let me tell you, we have pins now. 305 Radio pins.
Show them the pins.
We got pins. Pins.
Yeah. So, yo, 1,000. I'm sorry. I'm always going to call. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, that's going to stick. That's
it's,
for sure.
It's like, Sir Charles. Sir Charles.
Really, so Sir Charles. Sir.
let me tell you. So, Sir Charles. go ahead and pick. You can take one of those pins now that you've been. You're,
all right.
You're one of the first guests with a pin.
You are
the
first guest with a pin.
Pretty much,
guys. And before we go, I gotta remind you that Take Flight Mondays at G5 is going down tonight. Day by Day Lifestyles. You can catch them on the gram at DBD_Inc. We got open mic night every Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Tea and Poets in Sunset Place. That's in South Miami. If you guys want to go check it out, all types of talents and all ages are welcome. We also got Fast Money Fridays at PT's. So make sure you guys have a blessed week. Charles, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence, Sir Charles.
Sir Charles.
To everybody listening, thank you so much. You guys can catch us here at 305 Radio, normally on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. Shout out to Fiesta Hits.
Fiesta Hits, el número uno en Radio 305.
And we will be here Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern
Standard Time. Yo, follow us everywhere. Social media, share this shit. Tell your friends to tell their friends. And share it on your social media. Go ahead and hit it on Facebook. Hit it on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Thank you very much.
Peace, y'all. Appreciate y'all, man.